Reach for a bag of chips after a difficult conversation. Polish off a pint of ice cream during a late-night Netflix binge. Grab a donut because, well, you've earned it. Sound familiar? Here's the uncomfortable truth. Most weight struggles have nothing to do with willpower or discipline. They're about unprocessed emotions that we've learned to swallow instead of feel. While the diet industry rakes in billions selling restriction and guilt, research reveals a staggering fact. 84% of dieters fail to keep weight off, and 70% end up heavier than when they started. The problem isn't your lack of commitment. It's that traditional diets treat symptoms while ignoring the wound underneath. What if the path to lasting freedom didn't require counting calories or forbidden food lists? What if it started with understanding why you reach for food when you're not actually hungry? Diets create the problem they promise to solve. When you restrict calories, your body doesn't recognize a trendy eating plan. It thinks you're starving. Your metabolism slows, hunger hormones surge, and your brain obsesses over food. When restrictions end, compensatory eating kicks in with biological ferocity. This isn't weakness, it's survival programming. Emotional eating operates differently. Cookies comforted childhood loneliness. Pizza rewarded stressful days. These associations hardwire into automatic responses, creating neural pathways that link discomfort to eating and bypass conscious choice. Chewing occupies your awareness, stomach sensations mask emotional signals, and eating triggers serotonin release, that fleeting chemical happiness making everything temporarily manageable. Naturally slim people aren't more disciplined. They simply move 2,000 more steps daily, roughly 15 minutes of additional activity keeping metabolism humming. They stop eating when satisfied rather than stuffed, not through willpower, but through genuine attunement to their body's signals. The difference isn't moral character, it's mental programming. Why does emotional eating provide such reliable comfort? The answer lies in serotonin, the neurotransmitter regulating mood, appetite, and emotional resilience. When you face stress your brain perceives as inescapable, it chemically alters receptors in your amygdala. This isn't temporary. Repeated exposure to "I don't know how to solve this" or "when it will end" situations permanently changes your neural architecture. Dr. Ronald Rudin's research reveals how trauma rewires the brain. During inescapable stress, neurons release glutamate that binds to AMPA receptors, which become permanently anchored to neuron surfaces. This creates a neural superhighway where minor triggers activate full stress responses. Your baseline serotonin drops, creating a low serotonin landscape, a state where feeling bad becomes normal and feeling good requires external stimulation. Consider the successful executive who, despite wealth and achievement, constantly battles anxiety. Sent to boarding school at 7, he experienced abandonment his young mind couldn't process. Decades later, his brain still operates from that traumatized state, seeking temporary relief through food, work, or other compulsions. The circumstances changed, but the neurological predisposition remained until he learned to reset it. Havening, developed by Dr. Rudin, uses gentle touch to generate delta waves, the same brain waves produced during deep sleep. These waves trigger a neurochemical cascade that permanently delinks stress responses from memories. The process involves recalling a traumatic memory while applying structured touch to arms, face, and palms. This activates the brain's natural healing mechanism, removing emotional overwhelm while preserving factual memory. You remember what happened, but the visceral terror, shame, or helplessness dissolves. Brain imaging confirms reduced amygdala activation and increased prefrontal cortex activity. Clinical studies show success rates exceeding 80% for conditions ranging from PTSD to depression. War veterans, trauma survivors, and emotional eaters have found lasting relief. The technique creates actual physiological changes in brain structure. With repeated application, havening raises overall serotonin levels and builds psychological resilience, transforming potential difficulties into growth opportunities. Natural eating emerges through four principles. First, eat when genuinely hungry. Real hunger builds gradually in your belly, distinct from emotional triggers that arise suddenly from stress or boredom. If unsure, wait. True hunger persists and intensifies. Emotional cravings fade. Second, eat what your body wants, not what you think you should eat. Wild animals instinctively seek nutrients their bodies need. You possess this wisdom, but your clever brain often overrides bodily signals with thoughts about good and bad foods. Third, eat consciously and stop when food no longer tastes amazing. When you savor each bite, you eat more slowly and notice satisfaction sooner. The first bite of chocolate cake is transcendent. The seventh is merely pleasant. Why continue past diminishing returns? Fourth, stop at the first hint of fullness. Your body signals satiety through hormones and stomach nerve endings. Stop, wait 5 minutes, and continue only if genuine hunger returns. These rules aren't about restriction, they're about liberation from mindless consumption. Emotions are messengers carrying vital information. Five questions transform confusion into clarity. What triggered this emotion? What belief underlies it? What need does it express? What positive intention drives it? What action can honor its message? For intense feelings, use calming techniques first, then unfold the emotion's meaning layer by layer. Annoyance at noisy traffic reveals a need for concentration. Anxiety before social events might express a need for acceptance or a belief that rejection would be unbearable, often an outdated childhood assumption. Emotions become problematic when they contain false or outdated beliefs. The man who avoided attractive women believed rejection would destroy him, a belief formed when he was 7 and powerless. Recognizing this outdated programming shifted his paralyzing shyness to manageable nervousness. Each processed emotion leaves understanding that enriches life. Ignored emotions persist, demanding attention until acknowledged. As you develop emotional literacy, you treat emotions as another sense revealing hidden dimensions of experience. Freedom from emotional eating means reclaiming yourself. As you process buried emotions and establish natural eating patterns, your entire life recalibrates. Excess weight represents past sorrow you no longer need to carry. As pounds drop, confidence rises. You become less fearful, more present, naturally seeking movement that feels good. Track progress mindfully, not obsessively. Notice shifting eating patterns, body changes, and emotional transformations. Over time, you'll think less about food as natural eating becomes automatic. Your emotional journey grows increasingly rewarding as you develop wisdom to feel fully without overwhelm. The maintenance program. Weekly hypnotic trance sessions, regular havening for triggers, applying the five questions to process feelings, conscious eating, and following the four golden rules. These practices fundamentally transform your relationship with food while enriching your emotional life. This isn't temporary change requiring constant vigilance. It's genuine rewiring that becomes your new normal. In a culture that pathologizes hunger and glorifies restriction, reclaiming your body's natural wisdom is radical. You're not broken. You need freedom from outdated trauma responses, from diet culture's lies, from suppressing feelings. Your body knows how to be healthy. Your emotions know how to guide you. Trust them. The weight you've carried was never yours to bear alone. The path forward isn't about control. It's about coming home to yourself.